relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Okay, what the media tells you, Mr. Trump, we support you.
We love you.
Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
Please do.
That's really nice. What we did, we took care of the black colleges, universities, they're taken care of now. And she understands it. A lot of people don't understand it. Biden did nothing for them. And I
didn't understand it yesterday when we played that viral clip. Oh, greetings. Happy Friday. This is America First. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. But I've got to go back to what we did yesterday. You heard the story. We were waiting for President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. He stops at Chick-fil-A. Viral video of this black lady saying, "We love you, Mr. President. We don't care. The media's lying." And he says, "Come in, bring me a hug." And then he starts talking about the black colleges, the historic black colleges. So and why? We found out today that woman is a professor at one of the historic black colleges. Her name is Michaela Montgomery. And good for Fox. I'll say it in this instance. Good for Fox. They tracked her down and she was superb. This is the lady who got a big old hug from 45 and, God willing, if we do our part, 47 this morning on Fox News.
The general consensus or social media would have you thinking that if President Trump were to show up to the HBCU campuses or walk around the ABC community, that like some angry mob would form or a riot would ensue and that he would not be welcomed. And clearly the sentiment in that room the other day was the complete opposite. He was very welcome. People were excited to see him. People showed up in support of him. And people, of course, were from all four institutions within the AUC, the local HBCU community in Atlanta, and they all showed up in support of him. So it's actually kind of crazy to see people in an uproar when all four institutions were legitimately represented and all four institutions were represented by said students who wanted to support President Trump.
God bless you, Professor Montgomery. I can't see you guys. My production room camera's not on. I don't know if Jeff's there, if he's got his headphones on. Jeff, how long till Professor Montgomery gets canceled?
I'm surprised she hasn't been yet, because she did that yesterday, and then the follow-up interview on Fox,
right.
That's not good.
Right. All right. We got your back, my dear. Try and reach out to the college. I know she's got a website. Let's get her on for a longer chat on this show as well. That would be super exciting. Okay. We're going to celebrate. It is our 52nd episode of Making Movies Great Again with the greatest movie ever made. Don't miss the third hour of the show. If you're in a market where they don't have the third hour, move! In the meantime, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss the deep dives and our Manhood Hour on Monday, our Making Movies Great Again on Fridays, and all the other incredible guests, whichever platform you prefer, Salem, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First, leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. Okay. Friday should be happy time, right? I always go into Breitbart in the morning because that's my kind of barometer. I used to work there, Alex, Larry, all great guys, Matt, of course. And I was really angry this morning when I saw a story. Because, well, A, if you're in Hollywood, you really should shut up, okay? You're paid to dress up, put on makeup, and play act, okay? That's your job. If you want to get political, you might think of the consequences of getting political. My wife and I, not too long ago, finished watching the second season of the Jack Reacher TV show, which is based upon a very serious, a successful series of novels. They made one or two movies with Tom Cruise out of Jack Reacher. And then they hired this absolute hulk of a man. He looks a little bit weird. He's looks like a bodybuilder, a bit of a meathead, but he was perfect for the role. This individual, we've got the headline from Breitbart, Alan Richson. Reacher star Alan Richson attacks Christians who support rapist Trump. He's their poster child. Now, I presume he wants to have a third and fourth season. They've probably already filmed the third season. Well, I'm not going to watch it. No way on hell I'm going to watch it. And I'm not the only American. Because this is what this actor says about you. If you go to church on Sunday and you voted for President Trump in 16, if you voted for him in 20, if you're going to vote for him on November 5th, this is what he thinks of you in an interview he just gave. Quote from the star of Jack Reacher. Trump is a racist. Trump is a rapist and a con man. And yet the entire Christian church seems to treat him like he's their poster child. And it's unreal. I don't understand it. Christians today have become the most vitriolic tribe. It's so antithetical to what Jesus was calling us to be and to do. Well, let's stop there. Let's ignore the Trump comments for a second. So you vote Republican as a Christian, it's antithetical to Jesus. But if you vote Democrat, what are you voting for? Oh, yeah, 900,000 abortions every year by Planned Parenthood in America alone. You're voting for open borders, the rape of girls by the coyotes. Up to 60% of the women and children trafficked across the border are raped. You're voting for lawless Democrat cities. You're voting for the support of our enemies like Iran. So, Eric, is that what Christians do? Is it, are Christians meant to be pro-abortion, pro-Iran, pro-rape of young girls?
According to the modern left, this is one of the few things that grinds my gears more than anything else, is leftists, like this guy and Democrats and so many others, who don't believe in Christianity. You know, like, we don't believe in your fictional sky god and fake book, whatever, but we're going to tell you what you should believe as Christians. I cannot stand that.
And this guy allegedly calls himself a Christian, and then he says, the Christians who vote for Trump? Really? Let's just put that text up back on so everybody can see what this person said in his interview. That Trump is a rapist and a con man? What about Clinton? He actually raped women. There are actually women who have said and still say for decades that he raped them. Are you voting for the Democrats who had no problem with that? And we're the ones who've become the most vitriolic tribe? It's peculiar that there seems to be no problem for this Hollywood star when it comes to the vitriol, the vituperation of Democrats. Your president, I presume he voted for Biden, your president, Mr. Richardson, have called half of America extremists. His FBI is surveilling Catholics who go to Latin Mass. We can't give the full details, but Jeff, you, what did you see with regards to this actor? Was it a former SEAL said something about him on Twitter?
Yeah, he said, let me see if I can clean this up. He said, you're not a tough guy, you just play a tough guy, so something
beep,
off.
So beep off, right? Yes. And who was that? Was that Rob O'Neill? Who
yeah, was that it? Was a real tough guy.
That was a real tough guy.
And by the way, that actor has bipolar.
I know, the rest of the interview, he talks about how depressed he gets and bipolarity, and it's like, yeah, you're an actor, okay? We really don't need to know that, okay? Shut your pie hole about your mental problems and your political views. Keep doing your play acting. Okay, I'm getting it out of my system. If you want the man back, who is a real tough guy, and oh my, is he a tough guy, then wear the T-shirt of the booking photograph of my former boss. It just says 2024 Trump. You are on the team. Get the mug as well. SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support him, a real tough guy, directly at DonaldJTrump.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Bit of Stranglers, Golden Brown, all right, classic. Rocket, thank you, Alex, thank you. I think we're down to the wire. Last few cabins available on our Patriots Alaska cruise. I think we've sold 340 or something. So don't miss out if you want to sail with me, Katie, Jennifer, Christy Gall, Mike Gallagher, June 29th to July 6th. It's going to be fabulous. Five-star luxury liner, the Eurodame. The itinerary is splendid. Go to SebGorka.com to check out all the details to reserve your cabin. $50 off if you do it online today on my website, SebGorka.com. Hang out with hundreds of patriots that love America like you do, and join me for cigars on the poop deck. I don't know where the poop deck is, but we'll find it. SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. All right, a good buddy of mine sent me this morning a really cool video of somebody called Lily Tang utterly, completely demolishing that diminutive individual, David Hogg, who, Eric, did he ever, like, create his pillow company? Did David Hogg ever, like, defeat Mike Lindell?
I forgot about that. I still couldn't get over the fact that he actually got into Harvard, even though his X timeline shows that he still can't do basic spelling. But yeah, I forgot. No, still nothing on
no pillows.
On hog no pillows. Pillow. Hog pillow or whatever he was going
to call
it.
All right, so Hogg was trying to say we don't need guns in America. America, you know, guns are bad. And this is what our buddy Lily Tang said. Cut three.
Hi, my name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, you know, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me a gun owner tonight? Our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government. Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
Mike dropped. Lily Tang. Who sent that to me? One of the true heroes of the FBI, Kyle Serafin. Happy Friday. Welcome back to America First, my buddy.
Happy Friday. Yeah, I'm kind of excited that you're going to Alaska in June. That's pretty cool.
I know. You can join us. Why don't you? Is that really a poster of Point Break on the back of your office?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
X-Files, Point Break. You are as much of a nerd as I am. That is so cool. Yep. Silence of the Lambs.
There it is. It's what? It's the FBI we hoped it would be, the FBI we thought it would be, and what the FBI maybe ought to be. I don't know. Something like that.
I like that. I like that. Okay, so why did you send around that tweet of Lily?
Oh, because it just dismantles it. The Beta Pillow Company never got off the ground. And, you know, it's like this is about government tyranny. We're currently experiencing it. We're seeing that there's failures that we're going to go after and apparently pass FISA the way that it was written, so the American government can spy on us. And even though the Biden administration is acknowledging it violates the Fourth Amendment, Second Amendment is the only one. It's the last domino. I always tell people it's the last domino, not just for America, but for the world.
Yeah. So, all right. So it's the last guarantee of our liberty, you with a gun. It's not about hunting. It's not even about self-defense. Will you explain, because there's so much disinformation swirling around right now, what FISA was and what it became and why it's a threat to American liberty?
Yeah, shockingly, we made it through most of the Cold War without FISA. It was passed in the late 1970s, right? I mean, that's the crazy thing. We won the Cold War without it. It became an invaluable resource for the national intelligence sort of apparatus to be able to spy on our enemies. So that's okay. So it starts off as Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That's the goal. They expanded it to terrorism after 9/11, and that sort of makes sense if you're kind of a neocon or if you look at the world and say there's a lot of bad terrorists and there are also a lot of more overseas. But the problem is we kind of outgrew that. And then the real danger is when they added this thing called 702, which has kind of always existed. It's a very low bar to be able to FISA people that are in overseas places. But 702 FISA is designed for non-U.S.-based, non-U.S. person intelligence operatives. And so it's supposed to be Chinese spy in China who is not in the United States. And if said spy comes to the United States, we're supposed to discontinue 702 right there. But right before Donald Trump got into office, apparently the Obama administration authorized the FBI to have it in a warehouse that they contained, which was called DWS. And I worked in it for 2 years. And they not only gave it that, but they allowed two hops, which meant that not just Chinese spy in China could be covered, which is how it's written, but also you could also grab the next person that that person was talking to and then the person that that person was talking to. So concentric circles that were much bigger.
Including U.S. citizens, correct?
Correct. Because, of course, if you're a criminal investigator, an 1811 FBI agent, and your job is to go find Chinese spies or Russian spies or Iranian spies or anything else, the interesting people are probably not the non-U.S. based people that are never going to come to the U.S. It's the people they're interacting with to get passage material, which is classified information that we're trying to defend. So those are the people we're most interested in. But that's actually the people we're expressly forbidden from going after until the 2016 change, which basically allowed this domestic spying apparatus to go off the rails. And that's why we've said, go get a warrant. You'd have to get it for anything else. You'd even have to get a true FISA. 702 is not even the same burden as a traditional FISA. You can write up a 702 in the morning, but a real FISA, full FISA investigation, takes months to put together and usually weeks worth of background research. And then there's, you know, days of arguing in front of the FISC, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. So it's a lengthy process with a real rigorous bar. Doesn't mean they didn't lie on it with people like Kevin Kleinsmith, but it's supposed to actually have a little bit of safety blow off valves. And you don't have that when we're talking about 702.
Why? With a 702 warrantless surveillance, what is the bar that, oh, maybe this person could be potentially a problem?
It essentially starts with this person is an overseas intelligence operative, and we know they're not in the United States. We'd like to grab everything they have. Then we find out who they're involved in. I've never written the second hop, but the hops basically are they're talking to fill-in-the-blank U.S. person. They're talking to Seb Gorka. So we'd like to find out about Seb. And by the way, Seb's talking to Kyle, so we'd like to know what's going on in Kyle. And people have to understand how dramatic this data warehouse is. I click through it. I put your name in there. I'm looking at your email box. I'm finding your spam. I'm finding out that you're going on a cruise. I find out the documents that you're sending back and forth to the insurance company. I'm reading your inbox. You just can't see
that. So why does the Fourth Amendment suddenly not apply?
Well, it's really inconvenient because it takes a little while to go get a warrant.
No, but why does this warehouse of information, why is it not prevented by the Fourth Amendment an undue search and seizure? Well, how can it exist, Kyle?
It shouldn't. It shouldn't exist at all.
Okay, good.
That's the thing. It should.
I'm just being difficult. All right. He'll be with us. Don't go anywhere. Host of the Carl Serafin Show. Follow him, Carl Serafin, on Twitter. That's with a P-H. And also the Give, Send, Go, where you can support brave, real FBI agents, the whistleblowers. GiveSendGo.com/Kyle Serafin. Please support these guys. They are true heroes, and there's only a handful of them. Don't forget to give me a follow as well for all the breaking news, social media. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your Roku, your Fire Stick, or just download the Salem News Channel app. And for unique content from me and direct access to me, go to my Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name, one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com.
Sebastian Gorka, a man who's taken down Eastern European governments with just the sound of his voice.
It's true. Why are we playing it? Why is it the hunt for Red October? Because yesterday was the 88th birthday of a real man, John Milius. How many of his movies have we reviewed, Eric, for Making Movies Great Again?
Let's see. Red Dawn, Conan the Barbarian. We haven't done Apocalypse Now yet.
We haven't done Dirty Harry. All right. Happy birthday to the general, John Milius. If you enjoy America First, please buy American. Go right now to our buddy Mike Lindell's website. He's got hundreds of items, not just the MyPillow, hundreds of items made here in the U.S. for you, not that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Use my name for up to 2/3 off and free shipping. You will not get a better deal anywhere else. The number, 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. We're back with one of the suspendables, the true agents of the FBI, whistleblowers who believe in the Constitution and what FBI stood for way back when, Carl Serafin. Carl, you just before we started, you sent me this tweet from a left-wing journalist. Allegedly, it's a memo written by the Biden administration regarding FISA and our buddy Andy Biggs. What does this memo written by the Biden administration say about spying on Americans?
It's that it's really important, and having a warrant would be troublesome and problematic, that the exceptions that are required, the amendment to query Americans' information, would really just slow down the work of the government, which is busy trying to spy and stop terrorism. I spent 2 years in the SCIFs in Washington, D.C. I spent 3 years running around, including my first trip to Alaska, which was in June, of all things, 2018. And it turns out that the threat of terrorism is mostly overblown, at least when the FBI is aware of it, by the time that happens. But they also mention things like we've got to make sure that we're detecting Russian war crimes, which I don't know where that falls into the FBI's purview, but sure, and disrupt fentanyl supply chains. We have an awful lot of fentanyl coming into our country right now with a poor southern border. It turns out that they've had all these tools. It's not working. We can pretty much tell that. So these are, they've already kind of proven the opposite of what this memo is claiming, other than they are sort of admitting that that the Constitution is a burden. And they really
warrants. It's just such a hassle. And, you know, those fentanyl, we wouldn't have to track that fentanyl if, the guy in the White House hadn't opened the borders. Maybe Christopher Wray could tell Biden to, you know, no, Kamala, the border czarina. Maybe Christopher Wray could tell the border czarina that, yeah, you just shut down the border and then we won't have to have warrantless searches on Americans. We missed you. We had an amazing event at Heritage earlier this week on the weaponization of the FBI and the intelligence community. Your suspendable colleagues, Garrett O'Ball, Steve Friend, and others were there. The event was amazing, and I doff my cap to Heritage for holding it. The dinner afterwards was even worse than I thought. Garrett, and well, I'm not going to say who disclosed it. It was a Hill staffer, but the people who are supposed to like America, who have the R behind their name on Capitol Hill, in many cases, they're a threat to you, the whistleblowers, Kyle. And I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they're a real problem, aren't they? Your opening monologue was great. Do your stinking job. I just want that to trend as a hashtag if people want to make it out there. I just quote-tweeted you on Twitter where we go and try to share information with people. Apparently, the people who don't have the wherewithal to pick up the phone and call Kyle Serafin, whose phone number is in the Rolodex of a number of these types, they're also personally hurt when I tweet things that are not nice about their staff not doing the job. And yeah, there's a lot of people that hold on to information that really ought to be in the hands up. We're constantly getting, whenever we have direct access to a member of Congress and we tell them, hey, do you know that Appendix G is a classified single paragraph that allows the FBI to open a full investigation in the intelligence sphere, not alleging a crime, maybe even alleging that you're a victim of targeting by another country? That particular paragraph is being used to open these sort of intelligence investigations. Do you know that I reported that to members of Congress in 2021 and they have no idea what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This should be front page news. The FBI can open intelligence investigations on everybody, you and me included.
So let's just cut to the chase. I think we need to have Kyle back for an hour, Jeff. Let's table him. I know we've got a long list, but we need to get deeper on these issues. We need to get rid of the FBI. It pains me to say that. The big mission baskets are CT, CI, and CRIM. Counterintelligence we can give to the Defense Department. Criminal, I think other agencies can deal with that. Who do we give the CT portion to, Kyle? I'm just curious, where would you park that?
I think I would spread it around. They've already got the JTTF sort of apparatus put together. Those people are already Title 18 deputized, so leave that in place if you want and let them run it on a state level where they actually have all the actual networks of sources because, you know, all this stuff ends up being most of the FBI CT mission is creating terrorism. We just saw it in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Yeah.
They went after an 18-year-old. They arrested him for swearing allegiance to ISIS. And then you go and you look into it. And my buddies, you know, Garrett O'Boyle specifically, I sent it over to him and he goes, so was it an undercover or a CHS? And we opened it up. The first line of the probable cause statement is an online CHS.
Explain what a CHS is.
Yeah, it's a confidential human source. So this is just somebody who's working on behalf of the FBI.
So an asset of the FBI was turned into the suspect for the case. So yet another, just like, you know, Governor Whitmer on and on and on. All right, Kyle, far too short. Follow this man. Support the Suspendables team. Kyle Serafin. givesendgo.com/Kyle Serafin. Talk to you soon. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. I take it every morning and every evening. Why? Because its ingredients are truly proven anti-inflammatories that assault, attack the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. If you've tried everything else, if you can't get rid of your daily pain, do what I did 5 years ago. It's a very simple question. What do you have to lose? Nothing except the pain. Call right now, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Very happy. Why? Because of Dr. Ashley Lucas. After 20 years of struggling, losing, gaining, what happened with my PhD weight loss? I lost 42 pounds. Mr. G's on the program. Dennis Prager is on. Oh my gosh, I always forgot. I'm hosting the Rob Schmidt Show tonight on Newsmax 7 p.m. and Dennis is going to be one of my guests. If you want to understand the power of resetting how you think about weight loss. Check out the amazing program, myphdweightloss.com. No scary injections, no pills to pop, just 5 meals a day that help you burn the fat. Call her amazing team, 864-644-1900. If I can do it with my sweet tooth and love of fried food, anyone can. 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. All right, let's go down the line. Philly, line one.
Hey, Dr. G, thanks for taking the call. We know that these Dems play for the long game, that they're playing chess, we play checkers. When Christopher Wright comes out and says, we're going to have an attack on this, we know it's going to happen near election time. And if it does happen near election time, they're going to shut down them polls. There's one way to secure this election for President Trump. As soon as we can get our hands on our ballot, we mail them in. But we not only mail them in, you can contact your state and put in your Social Security number, whatever, your confidential code, and you can get a copy of your ballot on a state-certified site. That needs to be punted over via email to an established email at the RNC. This way the RNC can keep an accurate account. This way if those attacks happen and they say, oh, well, you know, the polls are closed and we can only count what we have and Biden got 80 million votes, the RNC may be able to turn around and say, hey, we got 120 million. And this could be for Republicans, Democrats, Independents. If you're going to vote for President Trump, send them a copy of your email showing you voted for President Trump.
Yeah, every state is different. I'm not sure the way that data is stored is unified across all states. And also, federally, it would be impossible for them to shut down polling stations because those polling stations aren't run by the federal government. The Constitution is clear. It is the states that run the voter stations, the polling stations, even if it's for a federal election. But to your first point, Phil, yeah, they do play the long game, and all this talk of the imminent threat. Yeah, I would not be surprised if there's not some skullduggery already being planned. But the idea that the feds can just shut down state and county locations, I'm not sure it would be that easy. But we must be prepared. And it's good that Lara Trump is there. She's going to be on my show on Sunday on Newsmax. First guest, Lara Trump. I'm so excited to hear what she's doing at the RNC as the new co-chair. Let's go to Arizona. Dave, line two.
Thank you, Dr. G.
Hey.
Ultra MAGA, Sig Sauer War Room, Cadre Dittus from State 48, sir.
Thank you kindly. What's your comment? What's your question?
Well, before I get to my topic, I want to give a great hat tip to you and Ms. Katie. You guys have been amazing this week on War Room and other outlets. It's great. Good
yeah,
to see
but
you both.
Bannon was so flipping excited, he exploded. When he heard that she smoked the opposition for her GOP chair election on Saturday by 40 points, he texted me straight away and said, can we get her on War Room immediately? So, yeah, Bannon was, Steve was very excited.
We all have to do our part, right? Put our shoulder
yeah.
to the wheel.
Yeah.
We're doing it here in State 48. I'm a precinct committeeman here and LD25, and we're all doing our part, right?
God bless. Thank you. What did you want to comment on?
Well, the big thing is vacate the chair, but before I jump into that, let me ask you, did you like the label? I've gotten Bannon to use on a few occasions. Call them the establishment class. Which
the
is
establishment
all the press,
class.
All
That's
the
good. Country. That's good. Yeah. I like that. I'm writing it down right now, Dave. The establishment class. It's good. It's a little bit, you know, it's not as negative and as mean as I'd like it, but I'm writing it down.
Perfect. And again, I'll go back to my prescient PSU days. We argued about this for a couple months, vacate the chair. We did it with Kevin McSwampy, and unfortunately, we need to do it with Johnson as well.
All right, hold the line, because we were debating this in our pre-production meeting today. Jeff, you surprised me. You said something interesting about vacating the chair or rocking the boat for the next 7 months. What did you say, Jeff?
I said, don't rock the boat, ride it out, don't give them anything to play on. If they did something like the FISA and there's some one terrorist attack, they will hammer that. Just let it all be on the Democrats.
Dave, do you think we're not getting too close to the election to do it again?
As my grandfather told me at an early age, there's never a wrong time to do the right thing. It was the same argument I gave you with Kevin McSwampy. If Johnson's not toeing the line and doing the will of the people, he needs to be thrown out. And I actually would welcome the chance for Congress not to pass any more bills and spend more of my kids' and grandkids' taxpayer dollars. If the government shut down, guess what? That's a win-win for us patriots.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Great, great food for thought. Let's go to California. Somewhere in California. Mike, line three.
How you doing, Dr. Gorka?
Good.
I just want to start with a little phrase that I heard a while back. Human beings are very, very selfish people.
Yes.
The abortion issue, which I'd like to talk about, ever since I started voting, every election, anybody that was running door catcher, mayor, governor, president, the first thing they ask him is, what's your stand on abortion? And if they didn't answer it the right way, they were done. Here's it.
But you're breaking up. You're breaking up. Carry on. Hello?
Yeah.
I think you're mobile. Make your last point.
Okay, my last point is abortion is been in the elections for years, and we never win because that's all they use. And the reason is because women who have to have sex all the time, I don't care where they have it or how they do it, too lazy and too ignorant to take a birth control pill. That's why our country is going to be destroyed.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that's the summation of the issue. It's not because they're too lazy, Mike. I would say quite the opposite. It's because they have been told, or it's been culturally normalized, that it's a form of contraception. It's not the taking of a life. It's indoctrination. It's far more wicked than laziness. I don't think a woman wants to become pregnant, but pregnancy itself is not understood as a human life. It's a much, much deeper thing, Mike. But I've been philosophizing on this for 3 days now. Why is the for all the nations out there, abortion isn't a political issue like it is here. Maybe it'll be my next article, but thank you, friends. Okay, Relief Factor Sleep is the latest product, and we had Katie in studio, and she talked about this incredible new Relief Factor product. I say this every day on the show, and I need you to actually now, if I had a Bible, I'd put your hand on it. Relief Factor Sleep. I mean, we have like our circadian clocks haven't been right since we met almost 30 years ago. I go to sleep late. You go to sleep by the time the sun's down. You wake up with the birds before the sun rises. I'm not a morning person. Say a word about Relief Factor Sleep, Katie.
Okay, I will say, if I don't take it, I'm up at 4. And I love that time with the dogs, but I'd rather be asleep in bed. So when I take Relief Factor, I actually sleep till 6, even 7 o'clock in the morning. I tell you what, I'm a much happier camper.
You're not the only one who's happy. All right, guys, I just wanted to get her on record. ReliefFactor.com/sleep. And this morning she woke up at 7. Fabulous. Find out for yourself. ReliefFactor.com/sleep. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Do yourself a favor. Don't wake up drowsy. Get a good night's sleep. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com/sleep.
Racial tension then, there is racial tension now. It might not be the backdrop of the Trump campaign, but until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story till today, we will always have moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the issue of race.
So you're murdering your wife because she's white because of racism. Jeff, I guess that's not the racism that CNN analyst was thinking, that it's the black people killing the white people.
Yeah, and I love that thing they always repeat, that it's time to have a conversation about race. For the last 15 years, every day, that's all they do is talk about race. But now's the time to have a conversation about race.
Can we just shut up about OJ? I've had enough. You're obsessed with it. So is Eric. Alex, can we just move on? Are you interested in OJ?
Not at all. Is there a reason why I should be?
No, absolutely not. Thank you. Let's go to Rick in Phoenix, line 5.
Hi there, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Great program today, as always.
Thank you. I've got
a couple of movie suggestions.
Good. Hang on. Let me get my movie list out. All right.
Okay.
We've got to squeeze in one more call, so be quick. What are your recommendations?
Okay. First first one is Open Range with Robert Duvall and Kevin Costner, possibly the most authentic Western shootout ever filmed.
Wow, I have never heard of it. Oh, my gosh. All right.
The shootout is worth the whole movie.
I've written it down. What's your second one, Rick?
Second one is Inception with Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, I love it. That's a modern movie. I love it. I was discussing it with my daughter this morning, the whole dream sequences. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Thank you, Rick. They're on the list. Let's go to Nancy in Philadelphia.
Hello, Dr. Gorka Man.
Greetings. What is your topic? What is your comment, your question?
Am I the only one who noticed that while Christopher Wray was testifying in front of Congress about threats to America, for example, from Islamists, that there were women sitting behind him on either side with Arabic scarves, raised blood-red hands, a Gaza tattoo on the arm, and a shirt that said, Palestinians' blood is on your hands? These are the people who said death to America, and they're there in Congress.
I saw it. I saw it on the clips yesterday. Very, very astute of you. Stay on the line, Nancy. Let's give Nancy a copy of Defeating Jihad. Where's Lori from Pennsylvania? I miss Lori. She was fabulous. But yes, it was shocking. They were in the room with those blood-drenched symbolic palms of their hands. We need safety back. We need prosperity. The T-shirt that tells you who we have to support, it's his booking photograph from Atlanta with a very simple phrase, Trump 2024. We put it on a mug as well. Get yours at sebgorkastore.com. Support the man. Stand with the movement that can save America. You can support him directly as well at donaldjtrump.com. If you want to understand the threat, my first book, Defeating Jihad, is what propelled me to the White House. It's available at our website as well, along with Why We Fight and the War for America's Soul. Don't miss me, 7 p.m. tonight. I'll be guest hosting for Rob Schmidt on Newsmax. That's sebgorkastore.com. We'll be back for the second hour of America First. Stay on this channel.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.